I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Words of Hope's Lita Young says their ministry contact in Jharkhand State, India, is alarmed by the escalation of persecution sparked by a controversy over one word in a translation of the Bible in a tribal language. Militants are accusing Christians of wanting to annihilate this particular tribe of people.
The threats are that there would be mass demonstrations, that all Bibles in any language, presumably, would be destroyed, and that the first of the Ten Commandments must be renounced by Christians.
Next, Cure International has officially launched a clubfoot program in India. India is just one of many nations to join the Cure Clubfoot Worldwide Initiative, which aims to correct the disability in children and raise awareness about the disorder. Nationals are trained to use a simple casting procedure that corrects the foot and avoids the use of surgery. The teams also have many open doors to share the hope of the gospel with their patients and families. Pray for the Cure program to grow. And the bookshelves are overflowing at Christian Resources International, but the books are beginning to collect dust. CRI collects and sends used Bibles and Christian books all over the world to believers who are in need. Since the drop in the economy, though, the funding to send these materials has been scarce. This creates a problem, says CRI's Fred Palmerton.
We need to send 3 containers out in the next 2 months. We need funding for all 3 containers. We need about $40,000 to send those.
CRI receives over 400 requests for materials each month. To help finance CRI or take part in their Bear Your Bookshelf project, go to our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.